This is Sid the Musical, based on a book of the same name. Sid was born in Minneapolis in humble surroundings. Even as a small child, neighbors knew he was different. Instead of saying,
"Hi, chum,"
he'd say,
"What a jerk."
Little Sid had to work at an early age to help the family. One day in downtown Minneapolis, he passed the Minneapolis Star Tribune building.
"Hey, kid, want to make some money?"
"Yes."
"How about selling papers on the street?"
"How much can I make?"
"How much? Everybody wants to be a Kevin Garnett."
So Sidney took the job. It was the start of a media career. Now, selling papers back when Sid was a kid was different. Oh, yes. There was no CNN with breaking news. No CBSI then. There wasn't even television. Back in those days, that was so long ago, people got breaking news when the newspaper put out an extra.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it. President Lincoln just got shot.
Well, as you might have guessed, Sid was a paper-selling success. And then, one day...
"Hey, kid, I've been watching you."
"Who are you?"
"I'm Dick Cullum. I'm the sports editor. I think you could write a column for the Star Tribune sports section."
Wow. First, Mr. Cullum had to sell the publisher on the idea.
"Listen, let me tell you about this Hartman. This guy's got a lot of heart. And we all know... you gotta have Hartman." "All you really need is Hartman." "Yes, you gotta have Hartman."
Well, they signed him up. Yes, they signed Sid up, and Sid didn't disappoint them. Sid worked day and night.
"In the still of the night, when you hear your phone ringing..."
"Hey, it's Sid, so start singing All You Know to me."
"In the still of the night, when you'd think he'd be sleeping, his pager starts beeping
and spill your guts to me."
"As the day starts to fade, Sid will deliver fresh kill
in the still..."
Mun. Yes, Sid was a success, but he had his detractors.
"You know, Sid is so cheap."
"How cheap is he?"
"His pants only have one-way pockets. In."
And then Sid always had fights with the opposition, especially the St. Paul Pioneer Press, owned by Knight Ritter.
"That old Knight Ritter,
he must know something,
but don't say nothing.
They just keep rolling, they keep on rolling along.
You and me, we go to press, digging out news, adding to stress.
That team must not fail. Try to find a player who's not in jail."
Sid the Musical, You know the rest of the story. Sid becomes a radio star.
Sidney once and Sidney twice. And Sidney once again.
Yes, he's on the radio in the mornings, on in the afternoons, weekends, before games, during games, after games.
He's on.